You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Aprimat, the JSE listed open pit mining company providing industrial minerals, bulk commodities and construction materials, has released the findings of the Aprimat Construction Index for the second quarter of this year, and it's a composite of the level of activity within the building and construction sectors, compiled by renowned economist Dr. Roelof Botha on behalf of Aprimat. Dr. Botha, no surprises to see that the second quarter saw massive contraction in construction.
Yes, no real surprises. Because of the smallness of the sector in terms of its direct contribution to GDP, which is only 3%, and the fact that construction activity invariably is highly visible, when you're mixing concrete, you can't hide. It was unlawful. And, of course, another aspect is that you are reliant on approvals from municipalities for building plans to be passed, et cetera, and all kinds of regulatory requirements. And the public sector was very loath to go back to work. Because they are not like the private sector. They'll still be there, and the salaries won't be cut and so on. So it was a perfect storm. Everything that could go wrong went against them, the construction sector at large. But we do expect a profound and a very, very strong recovery towards the end of the year.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I'm picking up certainly from some of the other building materials companies. You think Cashbuild, Builders Warehouse, a lot of their sales figures after their financial years during the last reporting period are showing that consumers have used some of the grant money that's been distributed, that unemployment, 350 Rand, and whatever funds they do have on going out and spending on their homes.
Well spotted. I mean, there are two issues here. Well, in the first place, the data confirms that. You'll find it interesting. June hardware sales, retail sales, was 4% higher than June last year. I mean, I get goosebumps when I tell you this. It's very clear that that there's a V-shaped recovery for several of these indicators. And another interesting point is that literally tens of thousands of South Africans are not only working from home now, but they will probably continue to be working from home a large part of the time. And they are refurbishing their houses to make sure that the kids don't jump into the middle of a Zoom.
And I mean, it's a driver that we're seeing all over the world as well. A big trend that we saw behind the good numbers in that Home Depot reported in the US as well. Just as we talk about numbers, what is your take on the way Stats SA presented that GDP number? A lot of people now think that the economy halved in the second quarter because they've used this annualized figure of 51%, which seems rather strange if you're trying to provide clarity during a crisis and a one-off event such as an economic lockdown?
Well, you know, quite frankly, within the Aprimat businesses, and they are individually, quite a large number of business units, we've already picked up a tremendous recovery within the second quarter, especially in June and to some extent in May. And that is contradicting itself if you look at the general dealer retail sales as well. But to take a quarter-on-quarter GDP growth rate when you know that the current quarter has been as irregular as they can come, and you ignore the advice of the OECD when they tell you in their statistical glossary that you should not do this. You should not use quarter-on-quarter annualized figures because you are magnifying the irregular. Now, how irregular can we get? I mean, it's just so silly to do. It creates a totally wrong impression, and I get hot under the collar because of this, because if business owners see the headlines, the economy has shrunk by half. That's what a 30% decline means. Do you think they're going to invest in new productive capacity? They're going to wait. And if you wait, if you postpone capital formation, if you postpone investment and business expansion decisions, then you are postponing employment. So quite frankly, has not done us any favors by choosing a really silly methodology.
And now, when we look at the outlook, everyone's trying to figure out what the SARB is going to do next. We know lending rates have been slashed to their lowest levels in several decades. And I think the big question amongst consumers and business owners is, will they stay at this level for an extended period of time? What's your thinking?
Well, if you look at the current CPI trends and the producer price index trends, and the fact that for quite a while in the future, it's a buyer's market out there. Inventories to some extent have been built up. We see that especially in the liquor trade, obviously. We've got a bumper agricultural season, so the signs are there that food prices can remain low. I cannot see any reason why interest rates should increase in the next 18 to 24 months. And if the Reserve Bank can sort of send us a message that lending rates will remain low for a considerable period of time, it lowers the cost of capital, it lowers the cost of credit. This economy's fundamental problem is a demand deficiency. And that can only, the most effective way to address that, apart from creating some confidence through appropriate policies, is through low lending rates. Hopefully somebody at SARB is listening.
Well, we know Chris Lowfeldt in the Business Day this week is in favor of reducing the rates even further. So hopefully he does hold some sway. As we saw at the last meeting, it was a sort of split decision. Dr. Roelof Botha, independent economist with insights into the latest AfriMac Construction Index. And that's all we have time for tonight. Thanks to sound engineer Matabataba Radebe and Andres Mahlangu. I'll leave you in the hands of Maestro Richard Koch in Joburg, as always. And the cool cat, Saad Mohammed, is in the Jazz Lounge in Cape Town. Good night.